This week's newsletter shares an analysis about syncing full nodes without old witnesses. Also included are regular sections with descriptions of discussions about changing consensus, announcements of new releases and release candidates, and summaries of notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news. First, syncing full nodes without witnesses. Jose Esque posted to Delving Bitcoin a summary of an analysis he performed about the security trade-offs of allowing newly started full nodes with a particular configuration to avoid downloading some historic blockchain data. By default, Bitcoin Core nodes use the Assume Valid configuration setting that skips validation of scripts in blocks created more than a month or two before the release of the version of Bitcoin Core. Being run, although disabled by default, many users of Bitcoin Core also set a prune configuration setting. This deletes blocks sometime after validating them. How long blocks are kept depends on the size of the blocks and the specific setting selected by the user. SK argues that witness data, which is only used for validating scripts, should not be downloaded by pruned nodes for Assume Valid blocks. They won't use it for validating scripts and will eventually delete it. Skipping witness download, he writes, can cut bandwidth usage by over 40%. Ruben Thompson argues that this changes the security model to some degree. Although scripts aren't validated, the downloaded data is validated against the commitment from the block header Merkle root to the Coinbase transaction to the witness data. This ensures the data was available and uncorrupted at the time the node was initially synced. If nobody routinely validates the existence of the data, it could conceivably be lost, as has happened to at least one altcoin. The discussion was ongoing at the time of writing, Changing Consensus, a monthly section summarizing proposals and discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules. First, a quantum computing report. Clara Schickelman posted to Delving Bitcoin the summary of a report she co-authored with Anthony Milton about the risks to Bitcoin users of fast quantum computers. This included an overview of several pathways to quantum resistance and an analysis of trade-offs involved in upgrading the Bitcoin protocol. The authors find 4 to 10 million BTC are potentially vulnerable to quantum theft. Some mitigation is possible now. Bitcoin mining is unlikely to be threatened by quantum computing in the short or medium term, and upgrading requires widespread agreement. Transaction weight limit with exception to prevent confiscation. Vojtech Estianad posted to Delving Bitcoin to propose the idea for a consensus change. The change would limit the maximum weight of most transactions in a block. The simple rule would only allow a transaction larger than 400,000 weight units, that's 100,000 V-bytes, in a block if it was the only transaction in that block besides the Coinbase transaction. Estianad and others described the motivation for limiting the maximum transaction weight. First, easier block template optimization. It's easier to find a near-optimal solution to the knapsack problem when the items are smaller compared to the overall limit. This is partly due to minimizing the amount of space left over at the end, with smaller items leaving less unused space. Second, easier relay policy. The policy for relaying unconfirmed transactions between nodes predicts what transactions will be mined in order to avoid wasting bandwidth. Giant transactions make accurate predictions harder. Even a small change in the top fee rate can cause them to be delayed or evicted. First, avoiding mining centralization is important. Ensuring relaying full nodes are able to handle almost all transactions prevents users of special transactions from needing to pay out-of band fees. This can lead to mining centralization. Gregory Sanders noted it might be reasonable to simply soft fork a maximum weight limit without any exceptions based on Bitcoin Core's 12 years of consistent relay policy. Gregory Maxwell added that transactions spending only UTXOs created before the soft fork could be allowed an exception to prevent confiscation. He also said that a transitory soft fork would allow the restriction to expire if the community decided not to renew it. Additional discussion examined the needs of part is wanting large transactions, mainly BitVM users in the near term, and whether alternative approaches were available to them. Removing outputs from the UTXO set based on value and time, Robin Linus posted to Delving Bitcoin to propose a soft fork for removing low-value outputs from the UTXO set after some time. Several variations on the idea were discussed, with the two main alternatives being, first, destroy old uneconomic funds. Small value out, outputs that had not been spent for a long time would become unspendable. Second, require old uneconomic funds to be spent with a proof of existence. A TRIXO or a similar system could be used to allow a transaction to prove that the outputs it spends are part of the UXO set. Old and uneconomical outputs would need to include this proof, but newer and higher value outputs would still be stored in the UXO set. Either solution would effectively limit the maximum size of the UXO set, assuming a minimum value and the 21 million Bitcoin limit. Several interesting technical aspects of a design were discussed, including alternatives to UTXO proofs for this application that could be more practical. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. First, Core Lightning 2.05 release candidate. One is a release candidate for the next major version of this popular LN node implementation. Second, LND 0.191 beta release candidate. One is a release candidate for a maintenance version of this popular LN node implementation. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsect 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface, also known as HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, also known as BIP, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Bitcoin Core 30, 2580, 2 adds new logging to measure the performance of compact block reconstruction by tracking the total size of transactions that a node requests from its peers, get blocks and the number and total size of transactions that a node sends to its peers Blockxon, and adding a timestamp at the start of partially downloaded block in it data to track how long the mempool lookup step alone takes in both high and low bandwidth modes. See newsletter 315 for a previous statistics report on compact block reconstruction. Asterisk Bitcoin Core 30, 1375 adds a new Bitcoin MCLA tool that wraps and executes the multiprocess binaries Bitcoin node Bitcoined, Bitcoin GUI Bitcoinked, Bitcoin RPC Bitcoin CliName. Currently, these function in the same way as the monolithic binaries. However, they support the minus ipbind option, as detailed in newsletter number 320. But future improvements will enable a node runner to start and stop components independently, on different machines and in different environments. See newsletter number 353 for a Bitcoin Core PR review club covering this PR. First, BIP number 14, 83 merges BIP 770, which proposes PayJoin version 2. This is an asynchronous, serverless variant. In this version, the sender and receiver hand their encrypted PSBTs to a PayJoin directory server. This server only stores and forwards messages. As the directory cannot read or alter the payloads, neither wallet needs to host a public server nor be online at the same time. See newsletter number 264 for additional context on PayJoin version 2. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on June 10th. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.